The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Extra 106.3 would like to welcome you home. This is the All Four Seasons Home Show with Jim Niarchos and Dan Watkins, only on Extra 106.3 FM.
Welcome to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Niarchos here on Atlanta's only conservative news talk, Extra 106.3.
Great studio, great people, and a great station.
Well, we got some great guests. Our guests this week are Hammocks AC, Kenny Hartman, and his son, Nathan, are going to be here. And before we get into heating and air, we want to talk about what's on everybody's mind. Allergies, air quality, what's going on? Everybody's going crazy. Nate, what's happening? What's happening with the allergies, man? You look like you're suffering yourself.
Yeah, I don't know. This season has been pretty bad for me. I don't know if it has for everybody else out there. But, you know, it's especially been, you know, pretty tough for me this year. So, you know, we've definitely got some products that can help with allergies and help with other things. So there's definitely some bonuses that will go into not only helping ease the allergies in your home, but, you know, it's also something that's 99.9% effective against COVID-19.
Stop the music. Are you telling me that we've got something here that can help us to prevent against the COVID virus?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Wow, that's great. Kenny? Yeah. Talk to us about that. I mean, that's impressive.
Yeah, the technology of the UV lights have gotten out of hand now. So now we got one that actually takes care of 99.9% of antiviruses, not just the COVID. I mean, it'll help if anyone in your house has allergies, it can help with that. So
flu, right? But there's still
hopefully if one person gets sick in your house, not everybody gets sick.
Well, kids are always getting sick, picking up something, right, Dan? Mm-hmm.
You listen, I mean, we have been fortunate, but I'm going to tell you what, a lot of my friends with kids, my goodness, they pass it along. They're sick 10 times a year, and it seems like everybody in the household gets it. So I don't know. We must have some good immune systems. We've been a little better with the kids, but the rest of my friends, not so lucky.
Well, Kenny, you have several grandkids, right? You got a house full of kids there, and
yep.
How are they doing? They get allergies too? Or
Oh, yeah. Especially our littlest one, you know.
Well, Nate, talk to us a little bit more about how this works, how this apparatus works.
So it's called the Remy Halo, and it uses UV technology to, purify your home. So as it's a light that's added to the air supply system for your house. As the air travels by it, there's certain protons that are put into the air that actually changes the makeup of carbon dioxide and actually turns it into hydrogen peroxide, which is a cleaner. And hydrogen peroxide is too heavy to be in the air. So once it changes states, not only does this purify the air, but also as that hydrogen peroxide falls out of the air, it's actually disinfecting countertops, furniture. It's just amazing. It's what they put on cruise ships. Back in the day, there you go on a cruise ship, somebody got sick, the whole ship got sick. It's not like that anymore, and there's reasons for that. It's technology, and this technology is available for your own home. I have it in mine. I know we've sold tons of them, especially during this pandemic and this allergy season, and we've yet to have one customer say that they didn't like it and that it wasn't working for them.
Now, let's say this is in my home and it's working, right? Mm-hmm. Is there any kind of odor or smell? Do I know that it's there, or do you not even know it's there? It's just working for you.
Well, it does. You know, the byproduct is the hydrogen peroxide. Mm-hmm. So it is going to leave a cleanliness smell.
So it's a clean smell, a pleasant odor.
Yeah, it's very pleasant. So, you know, for instance, people love fish, right?
Right.
They love to eat salmon. There's certain entrees that you would love to cook in your house, but you don't cook them, right?
Right.
And there's reasons you don't cook them.
Right.
Liver and onions.
well,
That's old school.
You know, the this product actually helps with that. I mean, it's just amazing how it works. It will actually take those odors and help reduce those odors in an ample amount of time. So you can cook the things you want, you know, live out, you know, with some of your symptoms of allergies gone and know that your house is 99.9% protected from COVID-19.
Can this be installed in any system or?
Yes, absolutely.
So it's pretty adaptable.
Oh, yeah.
And it doesn't take up a lot of room or anything?
Nope. You don't even know it's there.
Dan, what do you think?
I think it's amazing. I'll tell you, it's interesting, too, and with the COVID-19 and what's happened over the last 14 months or so, how many things have changed, but how many kind of new inventions that we've found. And this sounds like something that might have started based on the COVID-19. I don't know for sure or if it was around before then, but it's certainly... If it hasn't, it's made it a much more popular thing to do around the house.
Yeah,
UV lights have gone from, they were basically like germicidal lights, and they just basically coated the coils inside and helped clean those. Well, over the years, the technology's got so much more advanced. Like even a lot of the old ones had a lot of ozone that you could smell, and they brought that down. In fact, there's an ozone-free product that Remy Halo has that for those people who are sensitive to ozone. Is you do smell it, but it's not, you know, but it's a clean smell, but some people are affected by it. So right. We can help anybody out.
Sensitive nose, mm-hmm. Some people.
Mm-hmm. And Dan,
my mother has that.
And Dan, guess what? And I'm saying this so our listeners can hear this. They mentioned to me before the show that they have a special offer here towards the end of our show relative to this product that cannot be beat. It's a great offer. So, folks, don't go away. Keep listening to this show because the offer is going to come up at the very end. Right, Nate?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, real quick, Kenny, how in the world did you get in the air conditioning and heating business? That's what our listeners want to know. Who are you and how did this happen? What about hammocks? Give us a little bio.
Well, yeah, I originally lived in Buffalo and then moved to Chicago to go specifically to school, the UTI for heating and air. Didn't really know much about it. Then my... parents and my sister moved down to Georgia. I found out it was the perfect place to be for heating and air because it's all seasons are busy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I worked through a bunch of companies and I landed at Hammocks. I became good friends with the owner and eventually we had a 10-year plan to take over. 2 years into that, he passed away.
So I've
taken over the company in 3 years and I made a lot of changes. He had changed with the times.
And Hammocks have been around, what, 20 years? I mean, they have a heck of a
reputation. 20-plus years, yeah.
Yeah, heck of a reputation in Metro Atlanta, right? I mean, they've been around.
Yeah, and I promise to keep his name going. So
That's great. Great.
The best logo around.
Yeah.
I agree.
Now, Nate, how did you get involved here with your father with Hammocks? We talked about your background, how this came to be, and where you're going with the company.
Yeah, so... you know, I followed in his footsteps and started doing heating and air at a very young age. My dad always told me the importance of making a name for yourself, so I didn't always work with my dad. I went and worked for, two or three companies out of that time span. I landed at one company for 11 years and just worked my way up through. And when my dad took ownership of Hammocks, I mean, you know, that's... It was our time. You know, I gained my experience through the industry. I earned my name by doing quality work and, doing the honest thing. And, I, of course, you're going to go to the person that taught you how to do it.
Right, right. Well, here in Atlanta, and a lot of folks know, I've been working with home improvement companies for over 30 years in the metro area. And so what's happened, there's been a transformation here. So many of the locally owned, family-owned companies are gone. They've been bought up by giant conglomerates from out of state or even out of the country. Okay, so the locally owned, family-operated HVAC company like yours is very rare. And I think that's an advantage based on my experience. I think that's an advantage to deal with a locally owned company, right? Do you guys find that people, your customers, like the fact that
Yeah, because they can always get in touch with the owner,
yeah.
You know, and you're not just a number to us.
Well, I think the other thing is that happens in these businesses, too. Once you become owned by such a big business, it is all about the money, right? So yeah. Everything, it's not about what's right for the customer. It's about how much, how many dollars they can pull out of your pocket.
Right. It's built on the, you know, the bottom line instead of relationships. Yeah, and that's what we try to build.
Right. And you have a nice team over there, right? Not everybody can work for Hammocks, correct? I mean, you guys are very persnickety about who interacts with your customer base.
Oh yeah. You know, luckily in my career that I've done heating and air, I've met a lot of great people, and you know, one of the biggest trainers in Georgia for Chattahoochee Tech worked with me side by side. I helped train him. So he sends a lot of people my way, a lot of young stars that we can take under our wing that have a lot of potential. And, you know, we have a lot of people that have been in the industry for a long time, you know, that we trust. We have a certain way of handling our business and the way we handle our customers, how we want to greet our customers, how they see our company. And we make sure that these guys are out there and willing to do the right thing no matter what.
And that's not easy to find, as you guys know, that, you know, finding employees is a really, I remember the old days, right? You just wanted the business, and man, you'd do anything for the business. But nowadays, finding employees is almost the toughest thing you do as a business, is hiring the right people and training them the right way.
And I think a lot of that is in schools, because I went to a meeting with the Georgia Association of Air Conditioning, and they were talking about it. And schools don't publicize the trades like they did.
No.
And they don't realize they can make a good living.
Really good living. I don't think people out there, a lot of our listeners, have no idea the type of money that the trades make nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, you know, we need to encourage these young people to go into the trades, because that's a viable option for a lot of folks.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never went without a job working heating air.
And you never will.
Exactly.
No, I never will, hopefully.
Yeah, it really is. It's something we should be encouraging people. College isn't meant for everybody, first off. And then secondly, people are going to need these services forever. So you've got to find people, and if you train them the right way, they can have an incredible life and make a lot more money than going to college.
Well, we're up against a break here, but you're listening to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Niarchos, and our experts this week are Hammocks AC, Kenny Hartman, and his son, Nathan. And when we come back, Kenny and Nate are going to tell you why it's important to pick the right HVA system, because it can make a big difference in your energy bill every month. Don't go away.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballou here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
This is the All Four Seasons Home Show on Extra 106.3.
Welcome back to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Niarchos. We want to thank you for joining us here on Atlanta's only conservative news talk, Extra 106.3. And as every week, we have searched far and wide, Dan, for experts in a particular field. This week, our topic is HVAC, air conditioning and heating, among other things to do with your air quality. So we have brought in some of the top people here in metro area, some real veterans, Hammocks AC, Kenny Hartman, and his son, Nate. Now, can you please tell us, share with our listeners, and exactly why it's so important to pick the right unit for not just the not just comfort, but how it can affect your electric bill, your energy bill. I mean, my goodness, I mean, it can make a drastic difference, right, gentlemen?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, the importance of having a system that sized correctly for your house is a lot of things. It's energy, humidity, the health of your home. For instance, you know, I had one of my guys that's out in the field, and he's a design consultant. He goes to people's houses, and, you know, when they're ready to replace their systems, he's the one that goes out. He called me earlier today and, you know, asked me, hey, you know, we got to pull a load calculation on this lady's house. So a load calculation would be something that, you know, it determines the size of the house, the insulation values in the house, what type of windows to give you the right size heating and air system. This lady's unit was 2 times too big that was currently in her house. She had 3 other quotes. Everybody quoted the same exact system what was there because, you know, what's there, right? They did it right years ago, so it's got to be right now, but it's not. My guy went in there, and he's seen right away this house is not big enough for the size system that they have. So we pulled a calculation, and you know, we're going to end up putting that system in next Saturday, which is great. But, you know, it's just important because he started to ask her some questions. What's the effects when your heat comes on because the furnace is oversized? She was very dry, nosebleeds, static electricity, shocking everything when she rolls out of bed. I mean, there's some stuff that can be very annoying, a nuisance to your life, and you don't know what's causing it. You know, you could go to the doctor, and why am I getting nosebleeds? Why is this happening? And it can all revolve around the heating and air system in your house. I mean, it's very important to your health, not just your health, your house's health, and your energy bills. I mean, you couldn't imagine how much heat she was getting. She doesn't need it. So she's using all this gas. She doesn't even need it.
Folks,
and,
this
and then the air conditioning side, bigger's not better either because it'll bring the temperature down quickly, but it is the main thing you want to do is remove humidity. So it's a comfort level too. And that much, you got high humidity in the house, so you're not going to be comfortable there either. And there's a possibility of mold growth and other things because it's oversized.
Well, let's talk about another thing. Typically, you don't hear that you got too much. You hear you got too little, right? That mm-hmm. you don't have a big enough unit for a particular house. So what are the problems if that happens? I mean, I know you end up spending more money, but what else?
Well, you get hot and cold spots in your house, they call it. Like one room might be cool. The other room is 5 to 10 degrees difference. So you want to make sure that it's sized properly and also ducted properly. The design of ductwork is huge. That's why what Nate was referring to, that lady that the other companies came out, and they're basically doing a repair. When it comes to a new system, you want everything checked out to make sure it's right, that it fits your home, because your energy bills will be outrageous, especially if it's small too. It's going to run all day long. You start hitting 95 degrees, and that thing will never shut up.
What about like vaulted ceilings? You put an addition on your house. What are those kind of things? I mean, that affects what unit you have in there, right? And your ductwork and all those things.
Talk oh, yeah. About especially that. In a remodel, always check with your heating and air guy, too, because we have a lot of people that just add on, well, I'll just add another duct off my old system. Well, now you're bleeding from the main. That system originally was designed for the square footage of that house. And hopefully it was designed properly.
That's right. What I had. my old house, I remember that. They had put an addition on, but it was just one unit in there, and it was just way too big. It was like 3,000 square feet once they put that addition on there for one unit, and it was a dog. And I remember when I finally had enough money to get a new unit in, I wished I had done it 10 years earlier just because of the savings that it brought me in my house. Mm-hmm. Having an energy-efficient unit was literally, in the really hot months, it was saving me. It probably started saving me around $400 a month in those July and August times. So, again, just like the garage doors I talk about, Jim, you know, with the insulation and things you can do, and it pays for it over time, it absolutely pays for itself when you get some of these energy-efficient units. And I know every 5 or 10 years the technology that comes out just blows away anything that was there previously.
Yep.
Well, Dan, I know you and I had talked the other day about how confusing some of the terminology is with the HVAC, the Sears and all that, you know?
Yeah, I'd love to hear you guys kind of just talk to people. You know, you hear Sears and capacity and all these different terminology, but you know what? Most people don't know what these mean. Can you talk to
them? A Sear rating is basically, it's seasonal energy efficiency ratio. Basically, you know, all it's saying is the higher end of the number, you know, say you have a 3-ton system, to do that 3-ton work, it uses less energy to do that. where like a 10 SEER unit will use a lot more energy to do the same amount of work.
Yeah, and so that's,
higher the number, the better.
But you can't go too big, right? I mean, was that what you're talking about? Or was that
With SEER rating, it's different than tonnage.
Okay. Right?
So the capacity, what you're talking about, the capacity to the house, that's where, you know, when one of my designers come in, like my dad was saying, is it's, you know, when you're replacing the system, if you're just replacing just the system, you're actually doing a repair. You have to look at the whole system. I mean, just like your body, you have a heart. Well, your heart's no good if you don't have, you know, the veins and everything that you need for that blood to supply to your body. It's the same thing for your heating and air. You have to have those ducts that supply your house. You can come to me and buy the best system on the market and have the worst duct work, and it's not going to save you any money. So it's a design process. You know, we have to go in there and make sure the ducts are sized properly, the unit sized properly, and then talk about the SEER rating, mm-hmm. How efficient we want to go, how long we're going to stay in the house. So all this stuff matters.
What about even the registers coming off the ceiling? You know, somebody closes one down and never opens it back up because they were cold one night or mm-hmm. hot one night. I mean, do you guys find that too? That people are just, you know, just little simple things like that can make a huge difference.
Well, and that's, you know, that's the importance of maintenance when it comes into your mm-hmm. system. You know, depending on the company that you choose. I know if you choose Hammocks, when our service techs come to your door, they're going to have shoe covers in their hand. They're going to have a tool bag on their shoulder. They're going to give you ample amount of room from your front door, greet you properly. They're going to ask you to go into each one of those rooms. And the reason for that is to check exactly what you just said, Dan. Let's make sure that we're getting proper flow through the whole house. It's amazing how many people out there don't do that. They come in there, change your filter, thanks for the money, and they're out the door. That's not our job. Our job when we maintain your system is to ensure that it's working properly, and that's from where the air comes out of the register all the way back to the system. We want to check everything for you.
You know, another thing, I always like to ask this question because, you know, some people have three units, right, for mm-hmm. three floors or two for two floors. What is the proper setting, let's say, on three or two, from that bottom floor to the middle floor to the top floor or your two floors? I mean, how do you set that up for that air rising, so to speak? What do you suggest to us if we set our thermostats at?
The power company has one suggestion. You know, my suggestion is we all buy a house to be comfortable, Dan. Set your thermostat where you're comfortable.
But will that affect it? The basement, if I've got it, you know, turned really low or really high, how is that going to affect that room above?
I mean, there's floors, there's going to be barriers
just
between
depends.
The two. Yeah, okay. I mean, every house is different. It's finding where you're comfortable in your house, where that setting is, and that's where I would keep it set. I mean, that's why we bought our house, is to be comfortable. And you know, if you got a system that can keep you comfortable, you know, that's great. If you don't, you know, it may need dehumidification. There may be other things that it needs, but I've always suggested my customers just be comfortable. Set it where you're comfortable.
I love your slogan, Kenny. Tell the listeners your slogan of your company.
We're not comfortable till you are.
I mean, I love it. That says it all. I mean, right. You guys keep working until everybody's got the right system. And I love the thinking that you put into it. You don't just walk into a home that you've never been in before and just say, yeah, we're going to replace the same system. You actually do a lot of analysis and research and ask questions, and you go around the house, you check the ductwork. I mean, I had no idea there was this much to it, Dan.
Well, I know. There really is, and there's probably a lot more than they're even bringing up right now, to be honest with you. I'm sure when you get in there, I'm sure it's even a bigger deal. But, you know, that's the difference between a company that just doesn't care. Again, mine, right, they put a garage door up, same one that was there, right? I said, look, sometimes it's a little too big, doesn't look as good in the hole, the windows get cut off. You know, a good company comes in and says, you know what, we're going to knock that down 3 inches because they put the wrong door on the first time, and now it's going to look better, and the customer doesn't even know it, but they're going to be comfortable at the end, or it's going to look better if it's a garage door. And those are the things that a good company does to make sure somebody's happy at the end.
Going the extra mile. And tell me, you know, I look around Atlanta, you know, I've been in the media business for years, and everywhere I look, there's a million billboards with air conditioning companies and print ads and radio commercials and TV and everybody. How do people know? What is your advice, Kenny? Because I know you've been around a long time, okay? Mm-hmm. How do people know what should they look for when they're going to choose an HVAC company to come out to their home? What kind of advice would you give them?
Well, definitely make sure they're a licensed contractor.
Okay.
Because we have to, we're listed with.
You mean some people running around, they're not licensed?
Yeah, they are.
Are you kidding? Wow.
It's funny, just look when it starts to get warmer and you're at a red light, look around at all the vehicles that are around you that are heating and air.
Look out for the magnetic signs on
there
old pickup trucks.
Look out for those.
The white van.
Yeah. And there's even some of the contractors that come down here because they know it's hot. They're not even from the state.
Wow.
And that's where they cut your prices. So you got to be careful because once something happens with a warranty, one, they don't register your equipment. So if you have a company, make sure that they register your equipment. So that's why we take care of our customers because if they ever – hopefully never happened, but they are disappointed with it, they can go to another company and their equipment's still registered and the warranty is there.
Right.
And that's the big problem with even buying it online. That's a huge problem that people think they can buy their equipment online.
Well, listen, people think they're saving a little bit of money here. I mean, when you make that type of an investment, and listen, it's not cheap. It's not a $200 kind of thing when you're changing out your heating and air system. When you have that problem, you need that company to be there to answer the phone and come back, not try to charge again if it's under warranty. Mm-hmm. Do what they were supposed to do and listen. In the long run, and we talk about this, Jim, all the time, but you know, to save a couple bucks now, you tend to, if you want to keep that type of behavior throughout time, you are going to find yourself on the downside of that, and you will get busted out where you will blow some money and you will not see that company again, or they put the wrong system in and you've got problems for the next 10 years and that's gonna affect you. So you need a reputable company. I know you guys too are very affordable on top of that.
Well, here's the thing. I've noticed in the HVAC with HVAC companies in Metro Atlanta, when you look at the advertising, everybody's always seems like only thing they want to push is how cheap they can give you something. They're always putting a deal out there. They're always using, they don't talk about the customers. They don't talk about the design. They don't talk about asking these questions. Kenny, what's going on out there in the market? People need to be aware of that, don't they? I mean, to be sucked in by these deals?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because when they're giving you a deal, they're cutting something.
Oh yeah,
they're going to shortcut something.
They start with that deal, and by the time they're out of there, it's twice as much as what another company would charge.
Yep.
They just want that foot in the door.
Yeah,
right. Well, Dan, you see that a lot in your industry, right? I mean,
oh, there's no question, right? Somebody calls about springs. I mean, we're here trying to give somebody a valid price over the phone, and they call the next company. They give them a lower price, and they get out to the house, and they go, oh, well, that was just for one spring. You need two springs. And on top of it, that's not for the labor. You know, and I mean, what a bad taste to have in your mouth when somebody comes out to do that. But it hurts you, right, because they got into that house because they lied, and here you are telling the truth, but you're higher priced, right?
Right.
So, that's the stuff you got to watch when you're calling around.
Do you run into a lot of scams in your industry when you go out and see customers that have been burnt and stuff? Do you have to go behind some of these companies and do the right thing, fix things, and straighten everything out?
I mean, I would say that there's one way to label it as scams, and then there's another way to label it of just incompetence
or laziness.
You know, they just don't know.
Yeah.
You know,
right,
they
right.
think. And they might have put a valiant effort towards something, but they just don't know. They don't know. They're not professionals.
A little bit of knowledge is dangerous.
Exactly.
In other words.
Yeah. And that's, you know, to go to the point, like my dad said, you got to make sure, first of all, you're dealing with a licensed contractor.
Right.
That license number is going to be on the side of the truck. It's Georgia law. If you go into the public database, you type in that license number. If it doesn't pull up with the owner that's listed on the BBB, some red flags should probably be thrown up pretty quickly because that's obviously not the owner's license number. Another thing is make sure they got a valid website. Make sure you're looking at something that's not clip art. Come on, guys. It's 2021. We know what clip art is. We know a photo that was done by somebody else and put on a website from a photo that was taken by a company that cares about their employees and their customers. You know, a lot of the photos, you go to our website, you're going to see our employees. You're going to see me and my dad. You're going to see the people that you're going to be dealing with on a daily basis. You know, so it's a family feel, and that's how we operate. You know, some of these other companies, if they don't have a Vail website, if you can't look up their reviews on multiple platforms, you know, there's definitely some research we should do before we call a contractor out to our house.
And I would just say, too, when you're going through these reviews, you do need to use a little bit of common sense. I always say, when, you know, when somebody takes the time to review something, they're usually using people's names, right? Your your employees' names, or maybe even one of your names. They're not writing one sentence, "This is the best company in the world," and that's it, right?
I mean, right.
There's some details on there. So we do need to look through this, because these companies also will write their own reviews sometimes, and right, they're rushing through this stuff trying to make the number of 5-star reviews go up. So we do need to watch that. You got to have a little bit of a critical eye in there. But of course, reviews are a really good resource. And listen, you see some bad ones too. You know, see how the company replied to those,
right, and how they handled
them.
That's
actually my favorite ones, when we do make a mistake and the customer rebuttals and say that we backed what we did, because no one's perfect.
I mean, right. No, and you also, you know, sometimes customers, you know, aren't the most honest either, right? When you see something, right, they didn't get what they wanted, which is maybe half off or a big discount. I mean, there's professional people out there, right, that are trying to get that money off every time. They do it whether they call your company or they call my company. So we also need to watch that. And then, again, look at what they're really complaining about. Sometimes they're complaining about something that they really shouldn't be complaining about, and you can see that. You can be like, man, this person sounds like a real pain in the butt, right? So we got to look at reviews that way, and we got to understand, you know, how they're written and who wrote them.
What about any 24-hour emergency service? If somebody has something and it's 100 degrees and they're sweating, are you guys available to come out when things like that happen? Or what's
24/7. 24/7.
Is that right?
Yep. You ring our phone. If it's not answered by a live person, that live person will be calling you back if you leave a voicemail or a text message. A lot of people hire call centers, but, you know, that's not something that we do, just because they don't know who we are. And a lot of our customers know the ladies in the office by name, you know, and it's good to be able to call in and talk to those people that, you know, you've talked to them for years. You know, they work for you. Right. So, and they don't know, some on call centers, they don't know that. But if you call us, we are 24/7. We will get you taken care of.
You know, one of the things I always like to find out is technology, right? It's, you know, we talked about it a little bit earlier. Is there other things out there that have kind of come down the pike the last, say, 5 years that people might not know about, whether it's a certain thermostat or a software, you know, setting your thermostat? I mean, what are some of the things that have come out that we might not know about?
Wireless has come. Everything's becoming more and more wireless. Like, you can see it even now. The thermostats now, people can control it off their phone. And so they're moving more and more towards that, that the thermostat on your wall has a wire to it. You're going to start seeing that technology going a little bit further.
Yeah.
Yes, I would say wireless technology, stuff that you can control from your phone. Also, there's, you know, certain systems where we're a Trane dealer, and you know, we tried and true through Trane. I mean, I think it's the best equipment on the market, and you know, they've got certain programs as well with certain systems where, you know, you don't even really have to call us anymore. You know, you can call in the office, say, "Hey, the air conditioner is doing this. I can look right in. I can request permission, access to your thermostat. I can diagnose your system, get the part ordered, and get you scheduled for repair. You don't even have to waste time to be home for that one visit." So there's definitely a lot of technologies coming out that's going to make people's life a lot easier. You know, I had a customer the other night. I'm sitting, finishing some stuff off up at the home office, and had a customer that's in our subdivision. He shot me a text message, said, "Hey, Nathan, I'm getting an error code." Sends me a picture of it. I said, "Okay, no problem." Pulled up his thermostat. I said, "Hey, one of your sensors, the battery's dead. It's this sensor." He went and changed the battery, watched the error code clear, and he was good to go. It's 9 o'clock at night. He was like, "Man, I can't believe you answered my text." I can't believe it was that easy to fix. You know, so there's technologies out there, you know, that's just going to make people's life easier, you know.
And, you know, I know that you guys think a lot about of the Train product, which is an excellent product. But just so our listeners are not don't misconstrue anything, you service all makes and models, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we service all of them.
You know, one of the things, and I don't know if we'll have time to get into it, but I want to start, is talking about the air filters and what to buy, what kind, how long do they last. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, the old filters, you know, the old blue hog hair, I usually say they catch large animals. You know, you definitely want to go something pleated, and you can even the bigger the, it's called the MARB. I'm going to use another technical term. It's the MERV rating, and you'll see them go from like 10, and the higher that is, the smaller the particulate it will catch. So,
what rating do you suggest?
In your house with MERV 10, if you can.
Yeah.
And not higher, not lower, you know, right around that area?
Well, if you have a standard 1-inch filter, MERV 10 is as high as I would go.
Right.
Just for the fact that, you know, you go any higher, it's going to be too restrictive for your system. You know, if you've got something that is a bigger media filter, you could go a higher MERV rating because you do have more surface area on that filter. It won't restrict your system and cause problems. Sometimes when you buy those 3Ms really, really high dollar, you know, $20, $30 1-inch filters, you're doing more damage than you are good. You know, that filter, if you want to buy them, great. Buy them. They're great filters. They're great for 1 week. Replace them.
Well, we're coming up on a break, fellas. I hate to cut you off, but folks, you're listening to the Kenny and Nate from Hammocks AC talking about all things to do with HVAC. This is the All Four Seasons Home Show. We're going to be back for our last segment. But in that last segment, these guys have got a special offer on that air filtering system. It's going to help you with the virus and keep the air in your home clean. Don't go away. You do not want to miss this special offer. You're listening to the All Four Seasons Home Show.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballew here. And as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
This is the All Four Seasons Home Show on Extra 106.3.
Welcome back to the All Four Seasons Home Show with your sponsor, Dan Watkins. I'm Jim Niarchos, and this week we're talking about air conditioning, HVAC. You know, temperature's always changing here in Georgia, and we're all tuned into that, I'm going to tell you. And who do we bring in? We bring in the best, Hammocks AC, Kenny and Nate from Hammocks AC. Guys, welcome back. Dan, you had you were talking during the break about there's other parts to keeping your house cool, right? Not just a unit, but tips like...
Yeah, listen, I mean, when you talk about insulation and things that save on your energy bill, it's funny because down here, I know you guys are in Buffalo. I'm from Michigan originally, right? I mean, everybody's worried about how cold it is there, right? And insulation, that's what they're worried about. Sometimes you'll hear people in Georgia, oh, man, I don't need to insulate my home. It's, you know, it's not that cold here or what have you. But I always say the summer months here, right? That's the months you really got to worry about more than anything with insulation. It doesn't matter if it's garage doors or if it's heating and air conditioning. What are some of the things that the listeners can do to help? Because you guys, your systems can only do so much, right? They need help. whether it's a garage door or front door, you know, some things that are they're insulated, windows. But what are some other things that, that they can do to help themselves save money?
Some simple things that customers can do is obviously if you can see daylight around any windows, around any of your doors, obviously for the front door, you want to call Dan. But, you know, with any door in the house, you probably want to call Dan. But if you see any kind of light, you know, you can get weather stripping from Home Depot. You can put some weather stripping around there. Make sure you're getting a good seal.
Some caulk, right?
Caulk it up. Yep. And there's, you know, another thing a lot of customers, if you're pretty handy, you know, you feel safe getting on a ladder. The little vents that are in the ceiling, a lot of those aren't sealed to the sheetrock as well. I mean, if you feel handy enough and you can just take that little grill off, if you look at the metal boot inside that ceiling, it's probably not sealed to the sheetrock. You could seal that. You could caulk that up, put your grill back up. That makes a tremendous
difference. The outlets,
difference.
Right? The outlets around the house, a lot of times they're...
You can seal up the outlets. Yep. Pull a little outlet cover off. You'll see that they're not sealed up. I mean, just little things. And it actually makes a big difference once you add it all up.
And shading, too. There's a lot of homes with a lot of windows, and you can really even do, there's certain window tints you can do.
Or open the blinds up right in the winter and get that sun in to help heat that house up and close it down in the summertime.
Yep. You know, one of the questions a lot of people have is they question the validity of duct cleaning. You know, there's companies that come in, oh, your ducts are just terrible. We need to do the duct cleaning. Some people say that that's not necessarily important. Other people say it's critical. What's your opinion on that, and how helpful is it?
I think duct cleaning is very important. You know, it's just got to be done by the right company. Once again, just like heating and air, just like garage doors, just like front entry door, you got to do your research. You got to make sure you choose the right person to do your duct work. Now, it is something that we offer through Hammocks. But it is a contractor that we use. But we have done that research for you, and we stand behind them. If they come in your house and they make mistakes, our Hammocks name is on that. We are going to do what's right by our customers through that contractor. But we've done our research, and we know that when they do the job, they do it well. They take before and after pictures. They sanitize the ductwork as they're cleaning it. So we just want to make sure that the process is done right. And, you know, the person that we use for that service, we know that they do it right.
And what about maintenance? Why is it important if you guys are coming in? I mean, how often should you come in for regular maintenance? Just talk a little bit about the maintenance of the system.
Well, we do a two-year visit. Of course, we come in the beginning in the fall before it gets too cold, make sure your heating system's all up and ready to go, make sure you have no gas leaks and you're safely operating the furnace with no carbon monoxide. And then we come in the spring to make sure you're ready for the air conditioning season. We check the outdoor coils because a lot of people forget about those because you're mowing your lawn and those things suck. They actually literally suck in the grass and stuff as you're cutting it. So you got to keep that clean because that will affect your efficiency. And no matter what the age of the system is, you want to keep it maintained just like you do your car. You want to do the oil changes and make sure it's, you know, check your tire pressures. It's the same thing with the heating and air system. It's very important.
What is that smell when I switch over from, is it air conditioning to heat that I smell it, or is it heat to air conditioning, that smell?
Heat to air conditioning, yeah. Yeah, you usually get that smell. So what that smell is there's nasty stuff in the air, right? We all shed, believe it or not. So all that nasty stuff gets dried out from the furnace and then blown on a coil, which is right above the furnace, which cools your house. Your first cooling, when you turn that thing on, that coil gets wet. So it smells, doesn't smell very well. Could smell like a wet dog. There's all kinds of different smells we've got. You know, the special offer that I'm going to be saying with the Remy, that's going to be something that takes care of that smell. You won't have to worry about that again.
I bet you get some calls for that, too.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Terrible smell.
And sometimes you can't get rid of it without, you know, having some kind of UV protection, believe it or not. So yeah. There is, you know, people could Google it. It's actually called dirty sock syndrome. You can Google it. It's a real thing. I believe it or not, it's a real thing. So if you Google it, if you got a weird smell, you turned your air conditioner on, Google dirty sock, and it's probably going to tell you exactly what you have. But we got a solution for that problem. We can get rid of it for you.
Well, you know, I have a German Shepherd in the home that sheds a Sasquatch about once a week.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I have a home that has a pet inside shedding light. You probably have to change your filters more often, don't you? Because then
it recommend every 3 months. you know, that you should do that. And we keep going back to it because it's what it is. Filtration, even when you're talking about duct cleaning, you put in a higher grade filtration system, you won't have to clean your ducts as much.
How about cleaning the coils? I mean, you guys have a maintenance program, don't you? People can sign up and talk to me real quick about that.
Yeah, so our maintenance contracts are as low as $11 a month. So we can do it monthly, but you could pay us yearly. I mean, we have flexibility for all customers.
Yeah, right.
And like my father said, we come out twice a year. It does include the water rinse of the outdoor coil to make sure that it's clean. So you're going to get the efficiencies that you need out of your air conditioner. And plus, as we go through the checklist, you know, if your evaporator coil needs cleaned, that's all services that we offer that we could do on site that day and get you taken care of.
Well, we're running out of time, but we're going to have you guys back again here before the end of the year. Real quick, you offer financing, right? And like I said, we're running out of time, so real quick.
We offer financing. We offer no interest financing. We have a financing plan for everybody.
Right.
For everybody.
Right.
So,
and they want to hear about that special. Everybody's been hanging on out there for that special. Talk about what it is and what the special is.
So for anybody listening, if you bring up the All Four Seasons Home Show, we will do a Remy Halo in your house. It will cover up to 5,000 square feet. We'll do it for $599 installed. That's $599. And no matter how many systems are in your house, we will perform a free system tune-up.
Great. And how do we get a hold of you?
770-794-0428. Or you can reach us at www.hammockshvac.net.
Thank you for coming, Kenny and Nate from Hammocks AC. Appreciate it. Folks, want to remind you that if you like the show, you want to hear it, you want to share it with family and friends, you can go to our podcast and go to Apple, Spotify, or Google Podcast. You can also catch the show on Extra 106.3's website. And next week, we're going to have with us Gary Martin Hayes, super lawyer. He's going to talk about personal injury, workers' comp. He's going to get rid of all the mysteries here. So make sure you tune in because Gary's always great, one of the best here in the country. I want to remind you, you can listen to us every Saturday morning here on Atlanta's only conservative news talk, Extra 106.3, and we will be here every Saturday morning at 9 with a different topic, a different expert. And Dan, I want to thank you for sponsoring the show, Dan Watkins, All Four Seasons Garage Entry Doors. Dan, great show. And you know what? Once again, to Kenny and Nate, thank you so much, and we hope to have you back. Will you come back again?
Absolutely.
All right, sir. Have a great week, folks.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Camp Margaritaville RV Resort, where you can just breathe in and breathe out. Or move. There's biking, boating, arcade games, hiking, nearby golfing. Or fly through the new Fins Up Water Park. Thrills, chills, twists, and turns. This could be you. Camp Margaritaville at Lanier Islands, an easy one-hour drive from Atlanta. Book your stay today at CampMargaritavilleLanierIslands.com.